It's 8 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And generally speaking, on a Thursday afternoon, Eamon Dowling, our Tops at Lifestyle champion, shall we say, of all things bright and beautiful, presents the wine of the week. But today, it's different. Today, we're talking Carter's Distillery. And Eamon, you've brought a guest, Jodie Hockerby.
Hockerby, that's correct.
How about Dave, that? Yes. That's an interesting name. I'm not even going to explain how you spell it. It's fascinating. Great. I have it in front of me. And welcome. Welcome to you as well. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the afternoon show. We're going to be talking all things bright and beautiful, as I mentioned before. Particularly, there's a bottle of rum smiling at me from the corner. Now, if there's anything that makes my heart flutter a little, it's a good bottle of rum. And I'm sure there are other... Well, they're all rum, are they?
Yes.
All rum, saviour.
There are varieties of quality rum in the studio, so I don't think I'm going to get through the 5 o'clock news, folks. Just put that on the back burner. But welcome to you, Jodie. Welcome, Eamon.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about Carter's.
Yes, Carter's Distillery. We're a new local distillery up in the Midlands. We overlook the Giant's Castle and Hartford House. We decided to start our distillery during lockdown. As we know, we all learned that South Africans can't do without it. So I've always been into alchemy, and I've always worked in cocktail clubs around the world, and dream of mine has always been to open up my own distillery. So here we are.
And presumably, and I say this without any kind of preconditioning, because I haven't tasted Carter's anything, but I'm looking forward to it. I would imagine, just from looking at the presentation, that this is not just another one of those commercial ventures. Let's slap a label on some kind of industrial alcohol and call it something else and fool the public. This is quality.
I pride myself in what I do. I'm very, very finicky on how I make things. So we've gone to be as high-end as I possibly can. It's a product where I add zero added chemicals in. It is literally it's molasses, yeast, and water, and that is it. The rest of the product needs to speak for itself. I'm so much of a scientist in there that I make sure that my flavors are perfect without having to add anything else in.
So it's a rum that is made from sugar, sugar cane.
It's a molasses-based rum.
It comes from the sugar cane.
So you get two different styles of rum. You get a rum agricole, which is made from freshly squeezed sugar cane juice, and then you get the molasses-based rums. They get quite a bit of a flavor profile difference, and this is a molasses-based one, yeah.
How would you describe this as opposed to the more commercial, you know, the rum that most people drink with Coca-Cola, gets a bit of a foam on the top of it, and you know, it's a cheap and cheerful, get you frotten, that causes huge amount of bar fights throughout the country, which people seem to enjoy.
100%. So the difference here is, what we're trying to do as proper rum crafters is get guys to realize that rum is no longer a dirty pirate's drink anymore. It's aged correctly on the same stuff as your high-end whiskies and things will be as well. For example, my American is done on proper American oak, same as your bourbons and your high-class bourbons over in the US. Your French is done in the same ones as all your European fine whiskies and things as well. So you're pulling out all the same flavors and notes. And that's what we're trying to get the whiskey drinkers and everyone to realize, is they can build a really nice rum library and look for those distinct flavors and things in the same way they do with their whiskeys.
Well, you know, we try in the industry to keep an ear to the ground when trends are developing. And I, for some time now, have been noticing that there is an increasing shift away. And I say this with regret, because I think that whole gin movement was really super, but I think it was overhyped to a degree, and maybe still is. Sorry about that, Eamon. I know that you carry huge volumes of, and it's a lovely drink. No, but there's been a swing of late to rum, and that's the next kid on the block, the new kid on the block. Why is that?
I think people are starting to realize, like I said, rum has always been on a really slow upward trend. It didn't do what gin did originally, where it was started slow and then suddenly peaked through the roof. And rum has always been on that slow upward path, and that's where we'd like it to stay. The more it stays on there, the better. The last 2 years, rum, generally whiskey beats everybody worldwide. Okay, the past 2 years, rum has beaten whiskey by over $1 billion in each year. I would say that is because the whiskey drinkers and everybody, like I said, they're starting to realize it's aged in the same stuff. So they can actually appreciate it the same way that they do with their fine whiskies?
Well, you know, for me, rum has always had a very special place in my heart because I love rum and raisin ice cream, as I think many youngsters and even notable, the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu, his favorite, rum and raisin ice cream. And that flavor has been introduced from a very early age as a firm favorite. And then you had the old pirate's tales, you know, aha, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum, etc. So the whole ethos around rum has been exciting and adventurous. And I think, sadly, for many people, the first experience they've had with rum has not necessarily been a particularly pleasant one, especially the after effect. But with a good quality rum, the after effect that I'm referring to presumably is not there.
There is much less of an after effect, and the reason for that is, being a small batch distiller, we get to take off what we call the heads off of our product, which is when you produce alcohol, you always get acetone and methanol in the beginning of a run before you get your good ethanol. We get to take off every single little bit of that. There is no residual effects or anything from those two things in our products. So that's where we win on there.
Don't know chemicals.
Yeah, zero added chemicals and things as well.
Which is always a good thing to avoid the afterburn.
100%.
Yeah. So is this the kind of drink that you could, without adding any particular soft drink mix to it, you could pour out and enjoy maybe either neat or on the rocks around the fire? Is it that kind of sipping rum?
100% it is. It's an overproofed rum. It's 49%. So it is a definitely overproofed sipping rum. And it's also the percentage that I aged it at on purpose. So the oak softens it, although it's at 49%. And I do only drink this on the rocks.
Okay, now listen, here's a very good idea. I think we should just have a little snifter to get the, you know, to get the taste. You know what I'm talking about. You've got to do it.
I'm telling you, Dave. Yes, you have
to. Sonny, bring me coke. We're going to try a little. What would you suggest we sample? And I promise you, I'll give you the feedback from the heart.
To be honest, for sniffing purposes first.
No, we're going to drink it. When I say a slifter, that's an old English expression for a shot. We'll have a little dop, as they say. Because we have to. It's tradition here on the afternoon show on a Thursday. We've got to get slightly into, you know, it's like
a wee dram.
It's that real heart of journalism where you've really got to experience. And we'll do it for you. We'll do the old politician's trick where they drink the champagne and toast your very good health and tell you how lucky you are to have us. So we'll do that. I'm going to just roll a little tune while we have a taster, and I think I'll play something quite sophisticated, really, because it's in a sophisticated occasion, and we'll be back on the other side to give you from the heart what Carter's Rum is all about. It's fine. It might Ireland. Nothing like a little Al Jarreau for a smooth sipping experience on a Thursday afternoon. We're talking with Jody. How do you say it now? I've got it wrong. There's one rum and I can't remember. Hawkerby. Jody Hawkerby. And I've got to, the reason is it's spelled H-O-U-R-Q-U-E-B-I-E. It's a gorgeous spelling, but you've got to be quite posh to be able to pronounce it. And we're trying. Jody Hawkerby from Carter's Distillery, Eamon Dowling from Topps at Lifestyle, and we are celebrating, and I mean that, Carter's Distillery and the rum profile that they produce. They're exquisite. There's the white rum, the American oak, and we've just sampled the French oak. The nose is enticing with hints of vanilla. I'm reading these notes. Vanilla, apricot, and cherry. The palate is rich and lively with a long finish of chocolate and oak to round it out. Well, if that sounds like a little bit of poetic license, let me tell you something. You've got to try this for yourself. If you're a rum drinker and you're used to just hoying a little bit of Coke and you know, then away you go, you're in for a treat because you'll get the taste and the flavor of your favorite tipple, but with so much more. It's so much more sophisticated. It really is. I'm a single malt whiskey fan, and I tend to almost frown on other types of spirits at a refined recording studio like this, but I would welcome Carter's any day of the week. French oak, American oak, white rum. It just is something to celebrate, because the interesting thing here is we took a dram, absolutely neat, and it was pleasant. It was gorgeous. You could taste the oak, but it wasn't overpowering. It just enhanced that rum flavor in a sophisticated manner. But then Jody added one block of ice, and the entire profile changed. Explain why.
So when you add a block of ice into your whiskies or into your high-end rums and high-end spirits, it shocks the alcohol down to 0 degrees. And that separates your oils from the alcohol, and it releases certain flavor profiles, and then also gives you a good mouthfeel on the mouth as well.
And it's remarkable in the sense that if you're used to the spirit on its own, when it's shocked down to zero in terms of the alcohol content and separates the oil, etc., etc., the entire experience is different. It's equally pleasant. It's just different, which is extraordinary. Sure. So there's definitely something to having a little tipple on the rocks as opposed to neat. But either way, what a celebration. If you were to suggest a mixer, if you were to, I know it's kind of sacrilege, but if you were to, what would it be?
I would go with a squeeze of lime and a dash of ginger ale. And when I say a dash, with high-end spirits, people sometimes tend to over-mixer them. My general rule of thumb is if you're putting a shot of the product in, it is a shot of the mixer as well. So
equal.
Equal. Just a dash.
You don't fill up the long glass to
get... Not at all. No. You want something that's going to complement and release the flavors of the alcohol and not overpower the flavors of the alcohol. So that's okay. Just a dash.
Wow. How absolutely fascinating. And I've got to thank you for coming in with this selection of really fine alcohol, the rum that one is now going to be, no doubt, tasting throughout the country because it's brewed in the heart of the Midlands, and all good things come from the heart of the Midlands, as far as I'm concerned. And this selection of white rum, American oak, and French, it's just superb. If you are a rum fan, well, go and sample. Are you going to be doing it? I know you normally talk about a wine tasting, but do you ever do a spirit tasting?
Yes, we'll be tasting it today up till 6 o'clock today, and
where?
Tomorrow in Topps. In Topps.
So if you're listening to this and you're wondering, you can just literally do a U-turn in the traffic. Don't do that. Take a responsible the next off ramp you can, and head towards Topps at Lifestyle until 6 o'clock this evening. They'll be giving you an opportunity to taste something that I think you're going to love.
And tomorrow as well, Dave.
Whole day.
Not all day. Tomorrow we'll be
also
doing
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
I was going to say, might be not such a good thing for breakfast, but from 4 to 6, absolutely fantastic.
A shot of rum in your coffee is absolutely delicious.
I would second that and third that as well. My very special guest, Jody Hawkeby from Carter's Distillery and Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle. It's been an unusual Thursday afternoon in that it's not wine of the week. This is rum of the week, and heartily recommended the Carter's Distillery selection. Three rums to choose from. I think you're going to have to buy them all. Just one final question. What sort of price point are we talking?
Not bad, Dave. They're reasonably priced. At $4.99 per bottle.
Okay, so it's what one would consider to be a premier.
A premium. It'd be up there with your, as Jolly was saying, with your premium whiskey, a medium price premium whiskey. But at the same time, the quality of the rum is exceptional. Is exceptional. I've never tasted rum like
so
that.
So it's an introductory price for a premium rum that is going to appreciate with age, and I'm sure the price is going to go up quite considerably as soon as it's well established. So get it while it's hot.
True, but I don't think that'll happen. I think that price, they'll maintain that price for quite a while.
I maintain it's a fabulous investment. Hey, generally speaking, there are things. Cars are not an investment. Forget about that. Go and buy an ordinary car and buy lots of this rum from Carter's Distillery.
Fill the boot up.
You'll be able to sell it very shortly at a profit. Once again, thank you, Jody, for joining us on the afternoon show. Eamon, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks,
this will be up as a podcast real soon. So if you've only just joined us and wondering what we're tasting today, it is the Carter's Distillery, three different rums, and it will be up on the Apple Google Play Store, Apple App Store, as quick as I can possibly harvest it. Thanks, guys. Happy days.
You too, Dave.
Thank you.
The afternoon show continues.